So Dennis Dodd wrote a column that and in the column he cites industry sources. And and what he's telling you essentially is what we've been saying the entire time. You can't expand unless they raise the number. And according to what Dennis Dodd wrote, it goes along exactly, almost verbatim, what we've been saying now for 5 weeks. I realize that when expansion of any kind happens in college sports, the rides at Fantasyland open up. I've got that. Everybody starts coming up with all these scenarios. Clemson, Florida State, Miami. They're going to go to the SEC, Stanford, Oregon, Washington, North Carolina. They're going to go to the Big Ten. You're going to have 24 teams in the SEC, 24 teams in the Big Ten. No, you're not. You want to know why? Because it's not economically feasible. That's why. A basic econ course can tell you that. So what has happened? According to what Dennis Dodd wrote, what's happened is what we talked about. When the idea of Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal was broached, they essentially said, we're not going to pay the extra $320 to $400 million a year to do it. Now, you're saying to me, so your question is a natural one. Where do you come up with $320 to $400 million? Okay. It is being estimated, and it's only an estimate, that each Big Ten school is going to get $80 to $100 million out of this deal. That's what the estimates say. We'll find out in 2 weeks what it really is, okay? A couple weeks. All right. So if you take the $80 to $100 million and multiply it times four, because that'd be four additions, that's $320 to $400 million. And the networks are still looking at them going, we're not going to do that. You know, let's pick a number. Maybe we'll give you a couple hundred million more. Well, if you only get a couple hundred million more, guess what? Everybody gets less. Oregon, Washington, Stanford, and Cal get a ton. UCLA and USC get a ton, but everybody else, in terms of what they were expecting, it's going to be less. Simple.